Chapter 10. After this, the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his place. Then David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness to me. And David sent his servants to comfort him concerning his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun their lord, Do you think that David seeks to honor your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Rather, has not David sent his servants to you, to search the city, to spy it out, and to overthrow it? Therefore, Hanun took David's servants and shaved off half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it to David, he sent men to meet them because they were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Wait at Jericho until your beards have grown back, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they were despised by David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah 1,000 men, and of Ishtob 12,000 men. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out in full battle array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and of Rehob and Ishtob and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the battle was set against him, before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel and arranged them for battle against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage and stand as men for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do that which seems good to him. And Joab drew up close, and the people that were with him, to the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians fled, then they also fled before Abishai, and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon, and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together. And Hadarezer sent and brought out the Syrians that were beyond the river, and they came to Helam, and Shobach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And when it was told David, he gathered all Israel together, and passed over the Jordan, and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David, and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew 700 of the men in the Syrian chariots, and 40,000 horsemen, and smote Shobach, the captain of their army, who died there. And when all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon any more.